J. Wilbur Chapman was holding a revival in a certain place. Nothing was happening, so he asked the pastor, "Pastor, we're not having a meeting around here. If you'll excuse me, I'll just go home." Amen. I've preached several revivals through the years. Only one time I ever felt like that. I should have asked to leave, but I stayed. The pastor said, Hold on. I think I know the problem. So he went to a lawyer, a very prominent lawyer in that church, who was living a double life. Most everybody in the church knew it, and it was hindering the move and the work of God in that place. The pastor said, "No, it's something we got to deal with. I got to deal with it before you leave. Let me deal with this." So the pastor went the next morning early and knocked on that lawyer's office. Amen. Knew where he could find him, and knocked on his office. He said, "Sir," he said, "I'm here on business. And here's what I've heard. And here's what people have told me is the truth. If it's the truth, let's get to the bottom of it. If it's not the truth, let's clear your name so we can have revival." He said immediately that lawyer broke down and started crying. He said, "It's the truth. Amen. It's the truth. What you've heard is the truth on me." And that guy started bawling and crying. He said, "Will you forgive me?" And that pastor said, "I'll forgive you." And they cried and they prayed and God forgave him in that office that day. Amen. And that pastor left and told J. Wilbur Chapman, "I think we can have revival now." Woo, hallelujah. Hey, they kept up with revival and the Holy Ghost fell. God moved in that place. Revival broke out. Boy, they had a time because they got sin out of the camp. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "You got to repent and get sin out of the way." Hey, I come to tell you tonight, you can't live over top of sin. You can't just try to keep serving God, keeping sin in the back closet of your life. It'll catch up. Sin's got to be repented of. Sin's got to be betrayed and left behind if you want God to bless and move in your life. That's why a lot of churches are rendered unhelpful today, because there's too much sin in the camp.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But if you'll repent, let me tell you something, God can rekindle some old fire.
He'll do it.
Hallelujah.
He'll do it.
I said God can rekindle some old flames and get that fire burning again.
Holy.
Hallelujah. Brother Tommy, it's embarrassing to tell some things on myself. Amen. Because I've just been, I guess you say, so sort of narrow-minded and so straight. Amen. So hardcore through the years. But I've seen folks make mistakes. I've seen folks sin. I've seen people get out of kilter. And I've said some things in himself. Amen. It ain't worth it. Praise God. Amen. It ain't worth wasting your time over and over and over pulling, helping, trying to get them straightened out.
Come on.
But the longer I've been in this thing, almost 12 years now, Sister Carol, I figured out people's worth it. Jesus died on the cross for people. Jesus loves people. And people's worth going the extra mile for. Hey, God in him. People's worth. You know why? Because that old flame can spark up again. I said, that old flame can catch a fire again. Hey, God. It helped me. I never knew it, but when Joey Hyde died, he preached camp meetings in our movement for years. Hey, man, died. I don't even know if he was just barely 60. Died a couple years ago with cirrhosis of the liver. Amen. I got to asking people, I said, how Brother Joey get cirrhosis of the liver? He didn't drink. Hearing God. And I discovered a past that I never knew. Yeah, the last 40 years of his life, hearing God, he preached the gospel. Hundreds, thousands got saved under his ministry. He preached camp meetings. He preached youth camps. But in the early part of his life, he is a pure alcoholic. All he done was drink. Amen. Got saved, backslid. Got saved back. He said, I was the one in the youth camp. Good God. They got saved every year. And then I backslid shortly thereafter. But he said, finally, one day, I got a hold of it. And I really got saved. And I really got the fire burning. You never know when really the family, they're going to get a hold of a fire that don't go out. I come to tell you, it's worth it. Go the extra mile. Pull the extra time. Amen. Be long-suffering and compassionate.
Woo. Hallelujah.
I'm not trying to brag at all, Brother Harvey.
Jesus.
And I'm more long-suffering now than I've ever been in my ministry.
Amen.
I'm more compassionate, Brother Anthony. Hallelujah. A lot of preachers, after they've been preaching the gospel years and years, amen, they get burnt out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Woo! I guess it just took me a while to get here. Hallelujah. I'm more long-suffering and more compassionate than I've ever been.
Yeah.
This Ephesian church was active. It was patient, but it lost and left its first love behind. No longer does it enjoy, amen, that time of fellowship with the Lord. No longer does it, amen, enjoy that light that shined out to the lost world. No longer did it have a testimony that counted for Christ, but the light had gone out.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Finally, Jesus said, amen, that those who conquered, those who repented, and those who turned back to their first love could eat of the tree of life in paradise.
Yeah.
Great. Woo. Great. God, I thought you'd be shouting right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said you can get back to a place where you once, I've heard people say, once you backslide and get away from God, you'll never get back to where you was. That's a falsehood.
Come on.
Did you just hear what I read? Jesus told that Ephesian church, he said, if you'd repent and turn back to me, he said, then, amen, I'll allow you to eat of the trees of life. Hey, God, I come to tell you, there's a place you can get to. The devil will tell you, you never get back to where you one time was. But God said, if you repent and turn from your wicked ways, there's a place, hey, amen, in paradise that I can take you to again.
Yes. Yes.
We can partake of every good thing that God has for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When a baby's born, what's it do? It puts everything in its mouth. You gotta put everything up, Brother Anthony. I mean, if it, whatever it finds. I remember one time Raylan was real small. I've been a cardiac nurse for years. We carry them little bottles of nitroglycerin around in our pockets, them little brown bottles. I had them all the time. I had a pair of them, a bottle of them, brought them to the house, Brother Tommy, put them there somewhere in my little study. Raylan got up there. Somehow she got the lid off that. She's chewing on them. She's chewing on them nitroglycerins. We didn't really know what it was till we found that bottle. Michelle about passed out and fainted. And she said, what are we going to do? I said, I don't know. We called poison control. They said, did it get under her tongue? And we said, well, we don't know. She's chopping on them. Amen. Smelled like wintergreen mints in her mouth. Chopping on them nitroglycerins. Amen. And they said, as long as it didn't get under her tongue, I think she'll be all right. Just watch her. Amen. Hey. Hallelujah. Amen. That baby puts everything in its mouth. Oh yeah. And if you have been really born again and you have gotten back to your first love, you will have an appetite for spiritual food again. Oh yes. No. Amen. Nobody will have to beg you to come to church. Nobody will have to beg you to read your Bible. Nobody will have to beg you to pray. It'll come natural. That's what a baby does. It's natural to put stuff in its mouth. And when you really are where you need to be, as a pastor, Sister Luna, amen, one thing I've been able to detect now better than ever, amen, if somebody's really where they need to be, if they're really where they need to be, it's natural for them to spiritually eat. Hey, they'll want more of the Lord. They'll have a desire to get closer to the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now, I hadn't known him super long, and I don't want to embarrass him at all. Sister Janet said today, said, well, when we first started coming, we said, that's a long ways to come. Amen, and it is. I admit that. That's a long ways to come to church, 2 hours, hour and 45 minutes. That's a long ways to drive. Amen. And I admonish and respect you guys for that.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. But she said, when we first started coming, we just coming on Sunday night, so we said, that's a long ways to come. Woo! And I think it was last week, they come on Sunday morning, and I know they're worn out by the time they get home tonight. And she said, now, we thought, well, maybe every other week or every few weeks, we'll go down and spend the whole day. Amen. Last week, this week they came. I'm not putting the pressure on you for next week. You go with how you feel. Amen. But she said, now we thought, well, I wonder if we can make it down on a Thursday night. Woo! And I come to tell you, that's a hunger! That's a desire! That somebody's got a heart that said, Lord, I want more of you. I'm more to have more of the Lord. Come on, church, let's get closer. Let's get longing. Let's get alive. Down deep for the Lord!
Yes,
somebody help me up, Sister Mary.
Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Holy God.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to be in love with the Lord, don't you?
Yes.
I'm not a marriage counselor at all. Michelle always leans on me on this kind of stuff. I'm not a marriage counselor. You have marital problems, I'll do my best to give you the best advice I know, which is from the Bible.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, in a marriage, when things get on the rocks, you know what the best thing is to do? Jesus, the same thing Jesus told this church at Ephesus, go back and do thy first works again.
Come on, buddy. Holy.
When a marriage gets on the rocks, you go back. How'd you fall in love with Scott? Go back here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go back here. Me and Michelle, Brother Tommy, first date we ever went on, it ain't even there no more. Was the old Ponderosa up there by Gabe's now?
Yeah.
Old Ponderosa Steakhouse. Amen. I was shy and timid back then. She tells me I'm a little outspoken nowadays. I said, it's your fault. We went to that Ponderosa, Tony, and I ordered a steak, and it wasn't right. I can't really remember. It was terrible, really. And I wasn't going to eat it. I was just going to throw it away. I was always talking, sending it back to spit on it. So I sprayed to send it back. We were sitting up there. She kept asking me why I wasn't eating that. And I said, well, I think it was real bloody. Like, I said, I can't eat that. Woo. If you like yours that way, I just can't do that.
No.
Woo. And she said, you tell him. I said, I ain't going to tell him. You doing that? No, no. I ain't telling him that. Yeah, tell him. If you want, I will. 20 years she's rubbed off on me. I'll tell him now. I remember Tommy, we ran here, we ran there.
Yeah.
We ran up Cincinnati, first time I ever been. I've never been to zoo in my life. I was about 18 years old. We never ran to Cincinnati, went up there to zoo. Amen. Just running around having a time. I better not tell this one on me. I know Brother James still does it. He puts us to say, I used to open that door for buddy. Oh, man. Get in there. Nowadays I can't. I got all these diaper bags in my hands. Woo! That's how you, that's back when you first fell in love. You fall out of love, go back to them first things again.
Praise all right. God.
I said all that to say this. Remember when you first fell in love with the Lord? How excited you was.
Come on.
Just to go to church.
Come on, come on.
How excited you was. Just to open his word up, man. You couldn't put it down.
Yeah.
Brother Harvey, I still can't forget that. Old Brother George was telling me, said they went hunting a long time ago. Said they was hunting and they sitting there in the woods. And he said he come back. He said he looked a long ways there. Brother Harvey still sitting, looked like he's still sitting there reading. So, and he come back. He said, Brother, did you see anything? He said, oh, yeah, I seen a pretty nice little buck. He said, well, did you shoot it? He said, no. And he said, it was just too good to put down. Woo! Woo! Can you say, woo?
Yes.
It's just too good to put out. But John, it's just too good. Have you found yourself falling out of love with the Lord? Have you found yourself getting cold on God? Go back to where it was back then. Oh, get a hold of His word. Woo! Pray. Fast. Seek the face of God. And return. And do thy first works again. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo, stay with me in this house. I preached him my best.
Jesus.
A church that loses, leaves its first love behind.
Yep.
Don't have a light no more. Jesus said, if you don't carry that light and you don't shine that light, he said, I'll remove thy candle. I'll do away with you. Ephesus.
Yep.
My desire for Good Shepherd Holiness Church Don't lose your desire.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't lose those good works.
Thank you.
Don't lose that light.
Come on.
But let it shine. Reach a lost world. Have a burden for sinners, the souls of sinners.
Sure.
Love people. I want to be guilty, Sister Dottie, for love in the first degree.
Thank you.
They can talk about me. They can make fun of me. Well, Tommy, we're going to have to just go ahead and plant it. Some of you guys that want to, we'll go out. Brother Anthony, you can help us. We'll go out there on the street again. Maybe Brother George, we got a new guitar player.
Yeah.
You fellas get your guitars. Go out there and sing and play on that corner. Let's preach to them again.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! It's worth it. Preaching souls for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
It's worth it, Brother John. Seeing you up here in this altar with your hands raised, praising the Lord.
Yep.
Right. That's worth every mile, worth every penny, worth everything.
Praise the Lord.
I'd go on down the line and call all your names. It's worth it, Sister Carolyn. Amen. See you bringing them kids over here.
Yeah.
I know it's hard. Amen. A lot of things been laid on your lap. But you keep bringing them.
Right.
You keep doing the Lord's work. Okay, we're here to quote the books of the Bible now.
Yep.
Praise the Lord. Isn't that good?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Woo! Answer them questions for Jesus.
That's right.
Sister Carolyn's sit there for a while, and then, of course, we had all this COVID going on. A lot of people dealt with a lot of things, and she heard herself talking on the phone. She said, amen. And Kimberly's wearing me to death. She wants to come back Sunday school. She's excited to answer them questions. She's excited to learn about Jesus.
That's great.
It's worth it, church. I go right on down the line. It's worth it. It's worth it. Don't lose that first love.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Don't lose that first love.
Jesus.
Keep that zeal. Keep that hunger. Keep that desire. Don't be like Demas. Get your eyes on the world. You do that, it'll pull you out in a heartbeat.
It'll do it. Yeah.
It'll draw on you. What manner of man can take fire into his bosom and not be burned? Somebody said, well, you ever seen them? They go out and they get them some Christian boy or girl in the church said, I'm going to go get me a sinner. Boyfriend, girlfriend, I'm going to win them to Christ.
No.
You ever see that?
Won't work.
90% of the time, they win them out of Christ.
Right.
You don't want to do it. You don't want to lose that zeal.
You're right.
Man, I preached a long time.
Jesus.
Won't you bow your head real quick, Lord?
Father.
I thank you, Jesus, for this service tonight. I thank you for the Holy Ghost that I felt all through this service, singing. Amen. And even while I've been preaching your word right here, God, there's somebody in here tonight, they've let that first love grow cold. Jesus said, I've got somewhat against thee. You've left your first love. Don't do it. I believe the Holy Ghost is wooing and calling somebody tonight to rekindle that fire. Get rid of sin. Repent, he said. Remember how it used to be. And repent. Lay it aside. Do thy first works again. All right, who'll be the first one tonight? It ain't no shame contest. Let's get up here in these altars. And let's say, oh God, I want to rekindle them flames. I want to rekindle that fire. Come on, come on, come on. I want to rekindle that fire. Oh God, he wants to help you tonight. Get the fire back. Get the hunger back. Get the desire back. Come on, come on, come on. Let's get these orders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I promise the Lord I'm making somehow I love him too much. Too much to bear. Thank you. over and over and over and over again. Over and over and over and over.